WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. We're just days from learning more about the congressional investigation into former Florida Representative Matt Gaetz. CBS's Torian Small.
Two sources confirmed that the House Ethics Committee has voted to release this ethics investigation, the details, and a report on Matt Gaetz.
Conduct questions doomed Gaetz's short run as Trump's pick for attorney general. Five members of a family found dead in their home outside Salt Lake City.
We live in a safe neighborhood for the most part, and I just can't believe something like this would ever happen. I'm in shock. I don't know what else to say.
A 17-year-old in the home is hospitalized with a gunshot wound. In Moscow, there's been an arrest of a suspect in the bomb blast death of a top Russian general. This investigator says,
during interrogation, he explained that he was recruited by the Ukrainian Special Services.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a religious rights case that previously saw a divided ruling from the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. The case seeks to determine whether the Catholic Charities Bureau, based in Superior, should be granted an exemption to paying state employment tax. The organization argues that their work falls under the religious exemption to the tax, but the state Supreme Court ruled that the charity's work is not primarily religious, even if its motivation stems from Catholic teachings. The case could be decided by June. Wisconsin residents who still have a landline through AT&T will soon have to plan a change. Company officials say they're planning to discontinue their landline service in Wisconsin and other states by 2029. According to their data, about 5% of their residential customers still use a landline connected through copper technology, which they say is too susceptible to water damage and the wiring is more likely to be stolen. The company has introduced an alternative service that functions like a landline but runs over wireless networks. The Chippewa Falls City Council has officially approved the plans for the new Aspirus Health Hospital. The roughly 22-acre site will be located near the Festival Foods along Chippewa Crossing Boulevard. Organization officials say they're hoping to complete construction within 18 months after obtaining the remaining approvals needed and breaking ground in the spring. City officials say the facility will serve as the primary hospital for local residents. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative is also considering reopening St. Joseph's Hospital. The criminal case against the New Auburn man involved in a standoff in Barron County is set to proceed. 60-year-old Joseph Pushek was arrested on October 12th after being accused of pointing a firearm at the residents of a home near Chitek after the residents told him that his child wasn't there. A standoff ensued when law enforcement authorities arrived, during which Pushek allegedly pointed the firearm at deputies and rammed an armored vehicle with his truck. He is facing multiple charges, including domestic abuse and endangering safety. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, after reviewing Sunday night's win over the Seahawks, says he likes what he sees from the defense.
It's never going to be perfect. They hit us on two bounce schemes that, you know, they got big explosion plays on. Outside of that, I thought our run defense was really solid.
More Badgers leaving the football program. Wide receivers C.J. Williams and Will Pauling entering the transfer portal. That's three of the Badgers' top five receivers no longer with the team. In Las Vegas, the Bucks won the NBA Cup with a 97-81 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, but the Bucks did not break out the champagne provided by the league, saying they're not done yet. Giannis named the MVP. Damian Lillard had 23 points, though, and said winning the cup is significant.
To be back again, and then we end up playing against a younger team, a hungry team, a number one in the West. I just thought the way we played and how we was able to do it was what felt the best.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and breezy, with temperatures slowly sliding from the mid-20s to the teens tonight. With snow arriving early tomorrow morning, it could be heavy at times, and visibility will be reduced and roads will be slippery. Snow accumulations look to be anywhere from 3 to 7 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll go in the pharmacy to talk health and wellness with Dr. Omar. Then we'll be joined by Sean Betterplace from the Main Street Alliance to talk about Badger Care expansion.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Kelvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up this hour after the 11:30 news, Dr. Lori Hanks will be here for public service announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can always email it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Let's Keep It Just Between Us edition, okay?
A big old
shh. Don't tell anyone. Right now, though, it is time for Civic Media's latest statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest. It is underway this week in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. We will have a different keyword for you to text in via the Civic Media app. So get your phone, pull up the Civic Media app, open that up, go to whatever station you like to listen to, whatever one is closest to you.
WAUK, of course.
And then you get ready to text.
Yep.
This is the word for this hour, Calvin. This hour's word is giving. G-I-V-I-N-G. Giving is the word. You want to text right now on the Civic Media app. Text the word giving. G-I-V-I-N-G. This hour we are playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Giving is the word. G-I-V-I-N-G. Even if you don't win one of the hourly prizes, no worries.
No.
You're still in the running for one of 8 grand prizes. Everything from luggage sets to espresso machines to robot vacuums. Giving is the word. G-I-V-I-N-G. Text that in right now via the Civic Media app. This hour we are playing again for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort.
I heard, Jane.
Yes.
There's a way to get a bonus entry.
There is a way to get a bonus entry. So once you text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, you will get a response back from Civic Media, provided you haven't blocked us.
Yes.
So if you want this bonus option, you'll have to unblock us.
Yeah.
But text the word giving, and then you'll get an email, a text back from Civic Media. Click on that link, and it's going to give you several options.
Yeah.
You can sign up to get our Civic Media newsletter, which is fantastic.
It is.
You can just follow Matt Nair on Air on Facebook.
That's pretty cool.
Just give us a follow on Facebook.
Pretty simple.
You can follow the podcast of Matt Nair on Air on Apple. Or just follow WAUK.
There you, or, you know, follow us.
And follow Matt Nair on Air. And you get a bonus entry.
You get one bonus entry. Per complete contest.
Yes.
You don't get it every single time.
Right.
You don't get it once a week. It's one and done.
One bonus. One and done.
Yep.
That might be... We're still behind, you know.
But, Jane...
We are still behind.
Can we at least revel in yesterday? Can we at least have... Just give me the night.
A moment of joy.
George Benson once said, give me the night... Yesterday, we had a few more than Todd Albaugh. I finally got you on board with a competition.
We got a shot.
I know, but
we have a shot.
I know.
But he's still, Dodd is still ahead. That's all I'm saying.
Not for long.
Well, we'll do our best. We're counting on you. Text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, and spread the word, too, about Civic Media. If you like us, if you like the network, if you like our show, spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell your family. We'd really appreciate it.
Don't let us down.
No, it's fine. It's all fine. And, you know, whatever happens, I'm going to blame Albanian hackers, I've decided.
Space lasers again?
With space lasers. Mm. Yeah, just kind of randomly.
I heard Albanian space lasers are the best space lasers.
That's what many people are saying.
Many people.
Many people. So again, the word this hour is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Good luck. Wanted to take a little trip down memory lane because we forget. I know I forget.
What's going on?
Headline reads from CNN, former FBI informant pleads guilty to lying about phony bribery scheme involving the Bidens.
What?
The super important, completely legitimate guy who had the dirt. The guy who had the dirt. Yeah, he pled guilty Monday.
Yeah.
To lying about this phony bribery scheme reportedly involving President Biden and his son Hunter. This was the central witness to this congressional Republican impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Their number one guy, their number one informant, he's got all the dirt, just pled guilty to lying about this BS bribery scheme.
So what does that mean then? I mean, does that mean we pack it up, we go home and there's no...
James Comer's just like, yeah, well, oh, too bad.
Yeah, you know, sorry, Hunter.
Yeah, oops. 2 years. 2 years they have been investigating this.
Here's your laptop back. Sorry, buddy.
We oopsied.
Yep.
Oopsie on us.
Yep.
Alexander Smirnov, that's his name.
That sounds like a wrestler.
It sounds like a vodka. Alexander Smirnov entered his plea to a felony charge in connection with the bogus bribery story about President Biden and his son Hunter, also with a tax evasion charge, stemming from a separate indictment accusing him of concealing millions of dollars of income. Prosecutors and the defense have agreed to recommend a sentence in between 4 and 6 years, which sounds pretty light when he gets sentenced next month.
Yeah,
he will get credit for time he has served since he was arrested in February on charges that he told his FBI handler that executives from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma had paid President Biden and Hunter Biden $5 million each around 2015. And then, he lied and made the whole thing up.
Oopsie doodles, didn't mean to tell a lie like that. Oops.
But you know what we can always count on?
Yeah.
Is there absolute reluctance to ever say they made a mistake?
No.
James Comer, who headed this investigation, 2 years, by the way, 2 years, was on CNN this morning. The reporter asked him, do you regret playing up this FBI informant all the time? Comer says, I didn't play it up. What? I'm pretty sure there's video of you, Mr. Comer, going on and on and on about how this was your smoking gun guy. He had it all. And now it's like, oh, I didn't play it up. No. Interviewer says, you said it was a crucial part of the investigation. And Mr. Comer comes back with, well, everything was a crucial part of the investigation.
That's just another play in the book of Donald Trump of never admit you're wrong, never say you're sorry.
Exactly. Double down.
Double down.
Always.
And it's you know what? It works for people, but it makes Comer look like a coward and a fool. He is. He's a coward and a fool.
Comer said this morning again on CNN, Chuck Grassley wanted us to interview this guy. That's why Jim Jordan said that. I never said he was a crucial part of the investigation. And the interviewer says, they just played it on Fox. So, yeah, it's double down. Ignore the facts.
So Hunter was a recurring character. He was a side player.
He was absolutely.
Gotcha.
Smirnoff's identity, again, this was the supposed whistleblower. His identity was not publicly known before the indictment. His claim, though, was a major part in the GOP efforts to investigate President Biden and his family. Before his arrest, Republicans had demanded the FBI release the unredacted form documenting the completely unverified allegations, which they admitted they could not confirm if they were true. We don't care if they're true or not. Just give them to us so we can take it and run.
Yeah, that's...
And that goes back to when we talked about Hunter Biden offered to testify in front of them, provided it was in an open forum.
Yes.
And the Republicans wouldn't do that.
And Hunter stood up and took his lickings, too. He pled guilty. He got charged. He couldn't control what his father... People were like, oh, his father pardoned him. He didn't know he was going to do that. And at the time, Joe Biden said, I'm not going to do that. He has done it. It's over and done with. We move on. Besides, we're about to see Donald Trump pardon about 1,200 people. But the point is that this has been how long of our life? This is like, once Benghazi was absolutely a no-go, it became this. Hunter Biden, his laptop...
Yes.
And Joe Biden, and it all was for nothing.
Yes. And how many millions in taxpayer dollars have we shelled out again for years and years of investigations that gave us nothing?
That's your money, folks.
But now we have DOGE, so they're going to take care of all this useless spending, Greg. So we don't have to worry about that now that Vivek and Elon are in charge. Smirnoff claimed to have contacts with Russian intelligence officials and told authorities after his arrest this year that officials associated with Russian intelligence were involved in passing a story about Hunter Biden.
Or lying?
Could it be?
I mean, that's usually what we call lying, not passing a story. I mean, when I was a young kid and I lied to my parents, I wasn't like, well, I just passed a story, mama and papa. No, he lied. And all of you lined up behind this guy and said, this is our dude. We got him. And now here we are.
Don't got him.
And they get and now they're going to say, oh, it wasn't, you know, he wasn't our guy. And it's no big deal. And
he wasn't critical to this. No. That guy we said was so important.
Look over there.
The squirrel wasn't important.
Yep.
Yeah. Memory lane. I just think it's important because I forget this stuff. We forget. It's easy to forget.
Because there's so much junk.
There is a lot floating around out there, absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we might have some interesting reading material right around the holidays.
Why is that, Shane?
That's also coming out of Washington, D.C. We'll have all the details when we return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. She don't mean no harm, she just...
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Looking to rent out farmland? Peck Farms, a respected name in the community, is seeking high-quality land for long-term rental agreements. Known for their dedication to soil health, Peck Farm uses scientific benchmarks like soil testing to ensure sustainable care for the land. Long-term collaboration makes sense for landowners and farmers alike. This holiday season, ask your family if they've heard of Peck Farms and let their trusted reputation put your mind at ease. To learn more, call or text 715-894-7772 or email markpeck302@gmail.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calby coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dr. Laura Hanks coming up after 11:30 news with public service announcement. Right now, though, it's underway this hour, Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest. Our grown-up gift list, the word you need to text via the Civic Media app right now is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, giving. We are playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Everyone who enters, whether you win or not, is in for one of eight grand prizes.
Nice.
Including a snowblower, we've got espresso machine, robot vacuums, some really, really nice stuff would make a great, great Christmas present. So the word this hour is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Don't forget, once you enter, you should get a reply back from Civic Media, provided you haven't blocked us.
Correct.
If you click on that, you can sign up for a bonus entry. This is only going to get you one.
Yes.
But we're either going to ask you to get the newsletter, which is really great. Follow Matt Nair on Air on Facebook.
Yep.
Follow W-A-U-K. Get our podcast on Apple.
I mean, in my opinion, like beyond the vote, beyond an extra vote, you should be doing all this stuff anyways. I mean, you could follow our podcast, subscribe to it. We have a separate podcast for This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Yep. So you can even just a small 8-minute pick
little,
me up in the day.
Just a little laugh.
A little morsel of fun.
A little laugh for
little
you.
A little laugh.
So giving is the word this hour, G-I-V-I-N-G. Good luck. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Well, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for covering this issue regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. If you ever notice, they got one thing, and they'll play it and play it and play it. They spent so much time. I watched a lot of those hearings live in the different committees, and I thought, what in the devil's going on? If people would only turn on their TVs and watch what these yahoos are doing, they'd never vote for them again. And so, you know, we've been Foxconned in Wisconsin, so they're conning every day that they're in office, and I hope people start waking up and using their telephones and calling them back. Thank you very much, and you guys have a great day. Outstanding coverage. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gene. You are the best ego fluff we have. I really appreciate that. But I do think it's important. And I think Gene makes a good point in that there is a strategy to repeating things over and over and over and over ad infinitum.
Yeah.
Because it sinks in. Or even if it's not true, it gets a home in your brain.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about the way that the Trump GOP moves, which is just steamroll, keep going until people just sort of accept it, or move on or believe it. Yeah. But either way, they get to just have their way, period.
Well, we're going to move on because I want to get to this because this made me laugh. This also broke this morning. The House Ethics Committee secretly voted earlier this month to release its reports on former Representative Matt Gaetz before the end of this Congress. So that is now expected to be made public after the House's final day of votes this year as they leave Washington for the holidays.
I guess some was not running for governor or senator the of
vote,
Florida.
Which had not previously been reported is a stark reversal. Yes, because last month the panel voted along party lines not to release the results.
Yeah.
But they had a super secret vote? How does that work?
I mean,
is there a special handshake?
They get to do whatever they want.
Is there an initiation? I mean, what? They held a secret vote?
Yeah. Why not? Well, of course they can.
Well, in this article from CNN, which is talking about this, it does point out that the only way that this would have passed and that they're going to release this is because some Republicans voted to release it.
Yes. And even Derek Van Orden is on record. We have the clip of him saying if there's something worth discussing, it should be
public.
It should be public. And if it exonerates him, he should be apologized to. If it doesn't, then something needs to be done from that point. But Republicans did agree that this needed or not.
Some.
My mistake. Some.
And they don't want us to know which ones they are.
Of course they
which
don't.
Which is why it was a super secret vote. The report concludes a years-long probe into numerous allegations against Matt Gaetz, including whether he engaged in sexual misconduct, used illicit drugs, shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. I've seen other Republicans talk about that.
Yeah. Yep.
Gaetz would bring photos of women he'd had sex with and show their pictures around on the floor of the House.
And that's not even like the worst thing he did.
Right.
He's being accused of doing. So
this should be some really interesting reading. I know I'll be reading it.
Grand.
And will this affect his new job, Matt Gaetz? OAN?
I don't know.
Is sexual assault even a career killer anymore?
Not in some circles.
Sure doesn't seem to be.
I mean, not to make it about me, but in comedy, there are a lot of comedians getting accused of sexual assault. All they have to do is say if they don't get arrested or charged or anything, all they do is say no. And then there is a certain segment of individual who says, yeah, good job. And then they just sort of fade into this world of making tons of money off of, you know, not getting caught.
Matt Gaetz, by the way, has vigorously denied all the allegations, and he said the entire investigation was a witch hunt. He posted on Twitter that he was fully exonerated and that he never had sexual contact with anyone under 18. We'll see. We'll see what this report says. And I just find it fascinating that there were even Republicans on this committee who want this to come out. Granted, Matt Gaetz does not appear to have been very popular.
No. And also, this is not an indictment. It's not a trial. It's what they have found. What happens after this is
remains to be seen.
Exactly. But yeah, running for future office. Well, all you should do is repent.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that too. News is coming up next when we return public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Stay right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Yes, we're global on the app. We heard from someone in New Zealand.
Yeah.
On the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Just one day following the school shooting in Madison, the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence released their annual gun law scorecard. The annual report grades each state on the strength of its gun laws, and Wisconsin received a C grade in this year's scorecard. According to their 50-state analysis, states with stronger gun laws have lower gun death rates. In the report's rankings, Wisconsin finished 22nd in gun law strength out of 50 states and 35th in gun death rate, with nearly 13 gun deaths per 100,000 residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting nominations for this year's Wisconsin Ethical Hunter Award. According to a press release, the award is given out to a hunter who honors the outdoor tradition responsibly and safely. Past winners have been nominated for things like helping new hunters track their game or going above and beyond to protect the state's natural resources. The nominations will be reviewed by a 5-person committee of outdoor experts and must be submitted with the name and reason for nomination by January 31st. The sentencing hearing for a man convicted of helping to hide 4 corpses in Dunn County in 2021 has been delayed. According to court documents, 59-year-old Darren Osborne was convicted on 4 counts of hiding a corpse as party to a crime by a jury in October. He was accused of helping his son, 40-year-old Antoine Suggs, hide the corpses of the 4 people killed at a St. Paul bar in September of 2021. The sentencing was rescheduled to February after his attorney requested a postponement to obtain an alternate pre-sentence investigation. Xcel Energy held a public information session on a controversial solar energy project on Monday. The company is planning to lease thousands of acres of land in St. Croix County for the construction of a massive solar farm to replace energy production from their coal-fueled plant in Stillwater, which is expected to close in 2028. Residents have pushed back on the project, with thousands signing an online petition against it. Xcel Energy officials assured residents the project will have minimal, if any, impact on property values and local wildlife. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Morone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy, with temperatures slowly sliding from the mid-20s to the teens tonight. With snow arriving early tomorrow morning, it could be heavy at times, and visibility will be reduced and roads will be slippery. The snow accumulations look to be anywhere from 3 to 7 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Jane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Is there a Christmas song that makes you cringe every time you hear it? The Chipmunks, maybe? What about that Mariah Carey tune? We review the weirdest and most annoying holiday tunes of all time. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Because baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done.
good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator are coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text or leave a comment on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is underway this hour. Our statewide text win grown-up gift list contest. The word you want to text this hour via the Civic Media app is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, giving is the word. We're playing this hour for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour could be either $100 or an overnight stay. And then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom. Right now, though, the word is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. You could be a winner just like Lisa from Butternut. I so love that there's a Butternut, Wisconsin. That just makes me happy. I did not know that beforehand. It's near Park Falls.
I feel like that's somewhere Jeannie from Eau Claire goes to. I'm going to Butternut. Yep.
We need to go to that's on our list for our statewide tour.
I think, you know who needs to join us?
Todd.
Mm-mm. Dr. Hanks.
Dr. Hanks.
I think Dr.
Let's go to Butternut.
Let's go to Butternut, right? Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement. Good morning, Dr. Hanks. How you doing? Is everyone healthy at your house?
Last I checked, we were doing okay. There's an RSV outbreak at school, so we're just playing the waiting game. But in happier news, I didn't want to forget this because of my walk-up music. I had a patient the other day I did a hysterectomy on, and she knew I was a Taylor Swift fan, and she brought me a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet that said "No more bad blood."
Nice.
See what you did there?
Get it?
Yeah. Nice.
Get it.
Got it. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was it was one of my favorite gifts, I gotta say.
Do you get a lot of gifts from patients?
You're really not supposed to, and you're not supposed to accept, but you know, things like that just like are kind of funny, you know.
It's not like she's giving you a car.
No, right. No. Right. Yeah, it was just kind of like, you know, a silly thing off to the side. But, you know, thank you cards are always, when I was in residency, one of my attendings, I remember the first thank you card I got that was just very heartfelt, made me cry. And she was like, "You're going to find a spot in your house for those because you'll get a couple more, you know. And on your bad days when you don't want to be a doctor, you're going to open up that box and you're going to read those cards and remember this is why we do what we do."
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Very good idea.
And a good reminder for all of us to maybe give a card.
Say thank you.
To our health providers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank them. That's a wonderful reminder, Dr. Hanks. Thank you for that.
And to teachers and bus driver, I was just getting all of that stuff for my kid. You know, this is the perfect time of year to just say thank you and to let people know how much you appreciate them in all parts of your lives.
Well, and I think bus drivers, those people have the patience of a saint. Teachers also. And I also saw someone suggest leave a card for your mailman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah. Just a little something in the mailbox.
Exactly. Just say thank you and what a drag it must be during the winter. And thank you for doing it anyway.
You look great in shorts.
You look great in shorts.
I know. I always feel bad because this is the only time of year I ever send mail. And I'm really crazy about the holiday cards. I don't know why. I just love doing it. I just love to go to the mailbox and just stacks. And I'm like, oh, it's poor. Male person.
do you do the whole family letter update? You do.
I do a small, so I don't like, because anytime I get the full letter, I you know, this day and age, I can't, a full letter is so hard to read. So I do one that has like little, like one or two sentences about each of us in our year.
That's nice.
That's good.
That's very nice.
That's enough.
Yeah, that is enough. Yeah. I think too. Yeah. All right. You sent me this article, and this is kind of disturbing, and it has to do with pregnant people getting drug tested and the results that they're finding. But now, doctor, because this is written in doctor speak, and yeah, I think I have the gist of it. But from what I got from this article, Dr. Hanks, women are going in for care, and then they're getting tested for drugs, even though that's not why they're there.
Yeah. So the percentage of women that are getting tested, and when we say tested, we're talking about urine, like a urine
sample.
Screen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is low. In this study, they found it was about 11%. But the reasoning for it was that was listed was kind of all over the place. The number one reason, I believe, was because of lack of prenatal care. So I think what I, you know, what I'm thinking these doctors were thinking was, at what ACOG recommends is at the very first prenatal visit, we should be verbally screening all of our patients with a standardized questionnaire about any drug use, because it is important for us to know as far as risks
sure.
to the pregnancy, to the patient, to the fetus. But that doesn't necessarily mean doing a urine drug screen. It's just, it's asking, like, let's get back to where we have an open communication and can discuss these things and discuss the risk. And we do that in our clinic regularly. And then even if they admit, you know, patients tell you that they're using, you don't need to confirm that with a drug screen, because drug screens are notoriously not great when you do the urine. They often have false positives, false negatives. Just wonder, cocaine, for example, is only in someone's system for 2 or 3 days. So it doesn't add anything. And it's just time and money. And then it's in the patient's chart permanently, right? So then where it gets really messed up is there are laws in certain states that have mandatory reporting for providers to tell the authorities, and then the authorities can bring this patient up on child abuse before the baby's even born. So this was a law in Wisconsin until I don't like this term, but this is what it got termed, the cocaine mom law, back in 2017. Overturn this because there was a patient who tested positive for drugs and was said, you have to go for inpatient treatment, and she refused and she got put in jail for child abuse. Oh, and that law was overturned, but there are still some draconian laws in this state, and it is so disturbing when you really break it down. Like, what are we doing as providers if we do this drug test and it's in the patient's chart? What does that then lead to? What's the next step for the patient, right? So you really, I think this is, I brought it up to your attention because I think it's something obviously not a lot of people think about, but I think that we as providers need to be very cognizant of who, why, what good is this information going to do me? What is this going to do for me and my patient, most importantly?
Well, and especially if it can deliver so many false positives, and that's not even a useful, reliable tool.
Right, right. And I don't know the percent, I don't know. And there probably isn't a good number because all of us use different labs. There's so many different kinds of like drug screening you can do. Different reasons for that. So there probably isn't a good number. I'm sure it's not very high, but it is possible.
I would also think that this is only going to lead more patients to want to not share information with their doctors, right?
Exactly. So kind of the point of this is getting away from us doing this urine drug screening and going to the universal questionnaire so that we can create that area of trust with our patients so that they can tell us and we can have a conversation about it and the risks and what this means going forward in their pregnancy. I have patients, you know, that are using different kinds of drugs, and we talk about what that risk means. How can I help you? What resources can I get for you? Something else, you know, with the opioid epidemic, and you know, there's the increase of use in pregnant patients has gone up 130% over the last 10 years.
Jeez. Yeah.
And something that people also may not realize is that, you know, drugs like Suboxone that are help people stay off opiate once they, you know, realize that they have a problem, they'll say, well, I'm pregnant, I want to go off of those. And actually, the recommendation is, no, this is not the time to stop your stable therapy. It would be worse for you to go off and then relapse and yeah. use on the streets something that we, you know, you don't know, or you have to use Jeez. Needles or something like that. That could. So I've had patients that are like really well-intentioned and really want to do the right thing. And they're just like, I want to be off everything. I want to do this right. You know, I've been stable on Suboxone for 5 years, I want to stop it. And I'm like, please don't. This is not the time. This is a stressful time in your life. You're going to have more stressors. And this is not the time to make adjustments to that medication.
Especially
I respect
if you,
you know,
if you've managed to go for 5 years, that's a victory, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you can go off of it, don't get me wrong, but pregnancy is not the time to start doing that, to start making those adjustments because of the increased risk of relapse.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can email it to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Doesn't necessarily have to be pregnancy related. We've talked about flu and influenza and whooping cough and bird flu and lice.
Life
from practical application. Yes. Real life.
Never talk about that again.
real life experience with lice. I will never forget that. I will never forget when you sent me the photo of you and your kids having to go get that special shampoo.
My first thought was, oh, she's going to shave their heads.
I did cut all my daughter's hair off. She got a bob cut because I was like, I can't.
No, we're not. Oh, no. I have, and this is off topic now just a little bit, but I did see this morning, and I don't mean to spring this on you, that there has been one confirmed case now of bird flu in Louisiana, and that and that patient has been hospitalized.
Oh, geez.
So that's
you know, it'll be very interesting to see. I've been curious about after COVID how our country's going to handle these cases because I feel like we're still kind of coming out of that, right? And I will be interested to see how that is handled moving forward.
If this becomes a wider breakout.
Well, and I asked the question before. You know, we have people who to this day we're still of all ages are like, oh, COVID, either it wasn't real or it's just a bad cold or a bad flu. What will the next, and you've said it, and I know that Pat has said it, and what will the next pandemic have to look like? Must it look like for people to say, dang, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I will I'll take the medicine. I'll stay inside. I'll wear the mask. I'll wear the hazmat suit. What will it look like for us to take it seriously as a society, not just a certain portion, but entirely, or I'll say mostly.
See, and I think that there would have to be a physical manifestation, some horrific physical manifestation.
Pustules.
Oozing pustules. And then, but it is gross. But I'm very serious when I say this, Dr. Hanks. That was part of the thing with COVID. Well, I can't see it, so it doesn't exist.
Or it's just like, you know, like it's a cold.
And, yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, people, we were scared for about a month or two.
Yeah.
We were scared for 3 weeks. It was, I remember it. It was mid-March. And by the second week of March, people were like, I want my haircut. Where's my haircut? I want to do these things. And that was it. Then the kumbaya was done.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And I hope it doesn't come to that. But I think that, yeah, it'll be very, very interesting, especially with the politics that are like back in place.
We live in interesting times.
That's one word for it.
We're going to miss you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We will see you a little bit later on in January. Dr. Laura Hanks, public cervix announcement. Thank you so very much, my friend. Happy to you and yours.
You too.
Stay with us when we return. This shouldn't be a thing. Let's just keep it between us edition. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In official meeting rooms around the country, 538 electors for the 2024 presidential election met December 17th to cast their vote on behalf of their state's results. 13 of those Electoral College electors are accused 2020 fake electors, some of whom still face prosecution. Trump campaign associates coordinated a plot in 7 battleground states to submit a fraudulent slate of Republican electors. The plot failed when Vice President Mike Pence refused to participate and certified the results. The alleged fake electors in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, New Mexico, Georgia, and Arizona were investigated by state officials, the January 6th committee, and the special counsel. Fake electors in Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona still face trial. Nevada prosecutors just refiled charges December 12th. No charges were brought in New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. 13 of those electors were renominated by their state Republican parties as electors in 2024. 6 of the 15 awaiting trial for forgery in Michigan were renominated. 6 Nevada electors were reindicted last week on forgery charges, 2 of whom were renominated. Still unclear is whether Trump will include the fake electors in his promised pardons for those accused and convicted for the January 6th insurrection. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call, text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have about 8 minutes to text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Text the word giving via the Civic Media app. We are playing this hour as part of our statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest. For an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort, text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Careful when you type it. I saw living come in. That's not going to get you anywhere. And I believe it was Andrew also pointed out, if you misspell the word, you won't get that bounce back message from Civic Media, and then you don't get the bonus entry.
Correct.
So make sure you spell it correctly. Giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. This hour for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Everyone who enters, though, even if you don't win an hourly prize, your next chances in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd and then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia, you could still be a grand prize winner. We have 8 grand prizes, including luggage sets and a snowblower and some espresso machines. So make sure you text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, and good luck. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing is the Let's Just Keep It Between Us edition. Headline reads, what's in the CR for members? A pay raise.
What?
So they have come up now with a continuing resolution.
Yes.
In order to keep the government funded.
Which is kicking the can down the road.
Again. And it's 1,500 pages.
The CR?
The CR is 1,500 pages.
Of course it is.
Stuck in the CR, a little thing about Congress getting pay raises. Lawmakers have not gotten a cost of living raise since 2009. The new continuing resolution includes a provision. I'm going to have to read this slowly because I had to read it 5 times this morning and you had to explain to me what it means.
Yeah.
includes a provision that amends language in a previous CR that incorporated a provision from an earlier omnibus blocking any member from getting a cost of living increase. Nothing as simple as members and senators get a pay raise. No, no, no. They had to do this other thing, I'm assuming, so that the public would not realize they're getting a pay raise.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things about this. So first of all, the term omnibus, as far as legislature means, it's legislation. It's when it's numerous small bills are on one broad topic, one big bill that has all these small bills, sometimes also known as a Christmas tree bill, where people put their wishes. And they took the language from that omnibus and they put that in an old CR, and then they amended the CR this time. And now they're getting a cost of living increase,
yes,
which is a fine way to around the Constitution, because the 27th Amendment says if you vote yourself a raise, that raise doesn't come in until the following. So some of those people would get, here's what I do not know. Is if, according to the 27th Amendment, would a regular raise, not cost of living, have to come in January or in 2 years?
That I do not know.
So that's what I'm wondering. But a cost of living increase is a nice, sneaky little way of...
Well, and again, you know, they haven't had a raise since 2009. That was right after the crash of 2008. They're making $174,000 a year, which I think to a lot of us sounds like a pretty good living. But it is not inexpensive to be in Congress. It's not. You have to have two places to live.
You can.
You can, right. I
mean, a lot of people, they'll live with each other. The congressmen will live with each other. But let's face it, I'm not going to afford it.
Well, no kidding. I mean, just look up who's the richest member of Congress. And some of them are doing quite well.
Oh,
for themselves. Yeah. $174,000 is like, it's nothing. But again, it's not that I necessarily have such a problem with them getting a cost of living adjustment. It's the sneaky way they do things. Mm-hmm. That's what bothers me. Because they don't want to take the heat.
Well, no. And also, it's why haven't you voted yourself a cost of living increase? Both parties have been in charge since then. I mean, just do it. And don't throw it in a continuing resolution, which, by the way, continuing resolution looks bad enough it is because you can't pass a budget.
Well, this isn't passed yet. We'll see what happens with this CR. Yeah. And this is only going to take us into March, and then we're going to be right back where we were. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, it's Thursday. Brittany Merlot will be here. Mm-hmm. We do have snow coming our way. For all the people who have been waiting for it, I know there's lots of folks up north who are probably pretty happy.
Snowplow
drivers.
For the businesses, yay.
Yay.
For me,
I know, driving in it. But Brittany will be here with a little weather update. The Journal Sentinel sports guru, J.R. Radcliffe, will be here to talk all things sports. Bucks with a big win last night. And many, many other topics yet to be determined. I hope you can join us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media host James Maloff and the punk band Radio for Pets, who are going to invade the studio and blow the roof off the joint. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. For weeks, Republicans have blocked the release of a congressional report into former Florida Representative Matt Gaetz. Now, an about-face, reports CBS's Nicole Killian.
We do know that the House Ethics Committee did hold a vote to release it, that part of the process has already taken place.
The U.S. Supreme Court has set arguments for January 10th on the challenge to the new law that could ban TikTok. CBS's Allison Keyes.
The law sets a January 19th deadline for TikTok to be banned in the U.S., unless its China-based parent company sells it.
A person in Louisiana, the first severe illness caused by bird flu in this country, first case linked to dead birds in a backyard flock. Today's the day Federal Reserve policymakers are set to weigh in on interest rates. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
I am expecting another quarter point cut. I mean, the market is essentially pricing in a 90% plus chance of that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This